All right, Anhad, so today we are going to read another exciting chapter from the Big Book of How by Jill Esbaum. Are you excited?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a new chapter and I would like you to start it by reading the title.
How does a doorbell work?
Interesting question. How does a doorbell work? Anhad, do you have any idea on how does a doorbell work?
The doorbell works when you press the button.
Exactly. And why do we need a doorbell anyways? I mean,
because we need to go in.
So we need to go in where?
The house.
Okay, so if you want to go inside the house, you need to ring the doorbell. Is that right?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a doorbell, then what happens?
You are not able to ring it.
You won't be able to ring it, and you won't be able to notify anybody who's inside the house that somebody's waiting outside the house. All right, so how does a doorbell work? Ding dong, someone's at the door. Some doorbells are electric. Pushing a button sends a zap of electricity to a special magnet called an electromagnet. It is turned on and off instantly by electricity.
Yeah, I like the electricity tower.
When the electromagnet zaps on, it causes a little hammer to hit a bell, buzzer, or chime bars. So in this picture, Anhad, what do you see?
A bell.
Yeah, it looks like a bell, but there's so many parts. And this part with so many coils on it is called an electromagnet. It is turned on and off instantly by electricity. And then there's another part here that looks like a hammer that hammers a big bell shaped.
Like a circle.
A circle. And the hammer hams it and hits the bell and causes a sound, which is a buzzer sound or a chime bars. All right, so Anhad, some people are deaf, which means they can't hear. They can use doorbells that flash lights instead of making noise.
This one is inside this.
So this one is a doorbell that makes sound, so that somebody can hear the sound and know that somebody's at the door. But then some people are deaf, meaning they can't hear. So people who can't hear, they won't be able to hear the sound of the doorbell. So there is another kind of a doorbell called flashlight doorbell, which flashes a light inside the house. So when somebody rings the doorbell or presses the button of the doorbell, the light flashes inside the house so that a deaf person can see the light and know that somebody's waiting outside. All right. Around the home, other doorbells are called clappers. When you push a button, you cause two small pieces of metal to touch by clapping together, just like the way you clap your hands. There's the doorbell called a clapper. When you push a button, you cause two small pieces of metal to touch by clapping together. Electricity flows from one piece of metal to the other. That makes a little hammer strike a bell. Ding! When your finger leaves the button, a small spring pushes the button back out again. So we have read about doorbells, and there are three types of doorbells that you need to remember. So one is the electromagnet doorbell that has a hammer-shaped metal that hammers the bell, causing a sound. The other one is for the deaf people, which has a flashing light. And then there's a third one called a clapper.
We have it.
The one we have at home is the electromagnet one. People mostly use that one, which is the electromagnet one.
I cannot see this.
I will show that to you tomorrow. All right, there are doorbells that play music, boom, like thunder, or make animal sounds as well, just for fun. So there are a lot of new doorbells that have come up in the market that make a boom like thunder sound or animal sounds too.
Like this.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right, Anhat, so here comes the next chapter, and I want you to try to read the title.
How do
If the word is big, then you can break it down into two small parts. Let me help you out.
One, M, I, C, R-O.
Micro.
Micro. V-A-V-W-A-V-E.
Wave. Microwave.
How do microwave oven cooks food? How do microwave oven cook food?
Good job, Anhat. How do microwave ovens cook food? So I'm pretty sure you've seen this device in your kitchen somewhere. Do you remember?
Yeah, I want my toy kitchen.
Yeah, but do you see this device in your actual kitchen at home? Do you remember seeing this?
Yeah.
It's called a microwave oven. Do you see your mom and dad using it at home for heating their food? Do you ever notice them using it?
Papa, I want to buy this for me.
All right, when you grow up, you can buy it for yourself.
But that one is for the kids.
Okay. So, do you know what does a microwave oven do?
They cook food.
They cook food, and they're also used mostly to reheat the food that is taken out from the fridge. All right, so let's find out how do microwave ovens cook food. Everything everywhere is made up of tiny parts called molecules. Don't bother looking for them. Molecules are too tiny to see without a powerful microscope. When you put food into a microwave oven and push the start button, invisible waves of heat, called microwaves, hit the water molecules inside the food. The heat makes the molecule vibrate or move back and forth quickly. So, Anhat, each and every food is made up of very small, microscopic, tiny parts called molecules. And you can't even see it with your naked eye. You have to use a microscope to actually see a molecule. So, that's how molecules are. So, Anhat, so the vibrating of molecules inside the microwave makes the heat that actually cooks your food. The faster the molecule vibrate, the hotter the food gets. As the microwaves bounce around inside the oven, they hit the food from all the sides. So, for example, popcorn is one of the most common food cooked in microwave ovens, which usually have a special popcorn control button. And we can make popcorns inside the microwave too. So, every food item is made of molecule, and when you put the food inside the microwave and put the start button, All that molecule starts to move really quickly back and forth, and that heats up the food fast. All right?
Yeah.
So now you know how microwave ovens cook food.